something I don't already know. I know that you can't stand these things I'm preaching in the streets, but how can I contain the truth I hold inside? With all the hurting people that I see, so I don't mind putting up with you and all the things you say. I'm not about to stop or even change my ways.
Hello friends, welcome back. You're listening to the True Stream Oasis podcast. The True Stream Oasis podcast can be found at www.truthstreamoasis.com. It can also be found at Podomatic at truthstream.podomatic.com. My name is Amos Ridley, and I'm your host, and I'm privileged to come back to you once again on the mic, and just to let you know that today is the day the Lord has made, so let us be glad and rejoice in it. Though we sit in the midst of much spiritual darkness, the Lord will be our light and our salvation. Of whom should we be afraid? We're just going to do a short podcast today, guys. Some of you out there who are sharp probably are thinking, hey, Amos, you know, how come you didn't mention the Revelations Radio Network like you normally do? Well, to be honest with you, that's the subject of today's podcast. Wanted to announce to you guys that True Stream Oasis is no longer a part of the Revelations Radio Network, so there's no longer any affiliation there. I've done a podcast in the past. You guys can look it up and listen to it. It's a pretty good podcast, actually. It's called The Light of Communication. And in that podcast, I talk about, you know, speaking about things out in the open, you know, shedding light on an issue, so that people aren't left to their own thoughts about it. You know, because if somebody doesn't know the truth about something, then they're left to wonder in the dark, and that's where Satan does his dirty work with gossip and wondering and just really not knowing what the situation is. So I wanted to get on here and do a short podcast and let you know what was going on there, what happened, just, you know, because of the issues that are going on between myself and Chris White, who's the head of the Revelations Radio Network. You know, we had a disagreement. It wasn't anything horrible or anything. We're brothers. We still love each other in Christ, and it's all good, you know, but we just had a disagreement and decided that, you know, it was time to part ways. So, you know, but basically the issue was, as you guys could guess, it was over TSO show number 60, the last podcast I put out, interviewing Terrell about Comet Elenin. You know, Chris feels that Comet Elenin is just a conspiracy, and, you know, he feels that I was promoting a false teacher by having Terrell on the podcast, and we just had a disagreement about that. You know, it's an in-house debate, you know, so, you know, we may be parting paths as far as, you know, being affiliated, you know, True Stream being affiliated with the network, but, you know, I still love Chris, and I still love all the guys over at Revelations Radio Network, so there's nothing bad going on there. It's just, you know, an issue that he felt that I should take the podcast down. And I said, I'm leaving the podcast up. So we couldn't get past that. And until I take that podcast down, I guess there's no chance of being back on the network. So I wanted to speak to you guys a little bit about my heart with this whole Comet Elenin phenomenon that's going on. There's been a lot of fodder, a lot of talk, a lot of research going on about Comet Elenin on the internet. So, I mean, if you guys are watchmen and you know, you're listening for what's coming down, you know, you're watching, you're reading the Bible, you're reading the scripture, you're doing what the Lord said to, you know, watch, Don't fall asleep like, you know, the five foolish virgins. You're looking for the glorious appearing, and you're awake and aware. You know, Jesus said, stay awake, you know, watch and pray as that day approaches. Then you're probably going to come in contact with this whole Comet Elenin phenomenon, especially as the time approaches, as we talked about in the last podcast, you know, September, October, November, you're going to start hearing more and more about it. And so that was one of the reasons that I initially thought about, you know, getting some information out there. But I had to make a decision. I had to make a decision as to how I was going to present it. And so initially I was like, you know, I'll just try to make up some questions and answer them with my own research. But as I was doing research, I became a part of the Pal Talk chat room. Pal Talk is like Skype. It's like, you know, Windows Messenger, Yahoo Messenger. But, you know, you can actually use your mic and talk to the other people that are in the room. And I put the information up for that if you want to check it out on the podcast notes. But, you know, through actually being in that room and listening to people, I found out how very seriously people are taking this. And I really listened to people's information that they had on it, and there was a lot of links being dropped back and forth, and I felt like it was time to where, you know, I needed to do a podcast on it. And who better to interview than Terrell, because Terrell, you know, is the guy that's, you know, trying to get this information out there. If you're doing research about Comet Elenin, you're going to come across his videos. He's part of the Emergency Coalition. He was part of the Astral Patriot research team on Comet Elenin. And, you know, I wasn't trying to go on and on about, you know, he's the smartest man on the face of the planet. What I was trying to do in the interview was just establish that he's not stupid. Okay, he knows what he's talking about. You know, he's got a scientific background, so he's not just some stupid YouTuber who's floated to the surface of YouTube fame. You know, he's got his own group. He's taking it serious enough to where he's got his own group trying to find a safe place to go when all this goes down. So, you know, he's not just trying to lead people astray. He's actually taking his own advice. And there are many, many mature Christians that I've been in contact with who feel like, you know, the Lord is telling them to prepare, that something's going down. This wasn't all about just Terrell. There are many, many Christians in that Pal Talk chat that I've met and that, you know, and spoken to at length. And these are, you know, a lot of these people are mature believers who are honestly on their knees asking God, you know, what do I do? Because we definitely do not trust NASA. I think a lot of the Revelations Radio Network listeners and True Stream listeners and just, you know, a lot of people in general just are like, you know, we're not going to trust NASA. They're not going to tell us the truth. I mean, if something like this was going to go down, they're not going to tell us. It's not like the movies, guys. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be like Deep Impact. That's the movies. If you watch the movie Deep Impact, you watch Armageddon, all these comet or asteroid hitting scenarios or disaster scenarios, you know, they tell the public, whether it's later they were trying to hide it or whatever, they tell the public. And, you know, in Deep Impact, he said he was going to freeze prices, you know, what something cost you today, it's going to cost you tomorrow. You know, you will go to work. I'm going to institute martial law, but you'll go to work. You will pay your bills. And everything is going to, you know, go on as normal. And the problem with that scenario is we've had incidences like Katrina that happened where, you know, disaster happened and we've seen the results. They declared martial law. I mean, all these people took over the Superdome. They were trashing stuff. They were looting Walmart. It's just not going to happen, okay? And NASA knows it. So, you know, the first logical thing that we can say is that if, okay, and I stress if this was going to go down and if this was going to happen, they're definitely not going to tell us, okay? I mean, people would get frightened. they would get terrified. They would, you know, basically go nuts. They'd be making all kinds of preparation. Stuff would break down. You can't even predict the mentality of some people when you tell them something like this is going to go down. So, you know, that's pretty much established. I mean, just your own sense of intuition and intellect will tell you that if something massive was going to go down from this heavenly body that they're calling Comet Elenin, if it was something bad happening, that NASA is not going to tell us the truth. Okay, so now that that's established, I don't need to ramble on and on about that. We also have the situation where, you know, the scriptures tell us, you know, stop trusting in man who has but a breath in his nostrils. Of what account is he? We have the scriptures that tell us, you know, in the scriptures that, you know, that God will confound the wisdom of the wise. Those that think they're wise, you know, he'll confound their wisdom. And we've seen that time and time again. So as a mature believer, you know, you've got people saying Comet Elenin is a conspiracy, there's nothing to worry about. That lines up with NASA. NASA actually put a video out saying, you know, from David Morrison, you can look it up on YouTube, just look up, you know, NASA video on Comet Elenin, David Morrison, scientist speaks out, something of that nature. But, you know, he came out and he's saying, oh, there's nothing to worry about, there's nothing to worry about with 2012, there's just basically nothing to worry about. You know, this whole thing's a conspiracy. There's no Nibiru. Even though back in 1983, when they put the IRIS satellite up, infrared astronomical something satellite or whatever, they actually reported that they had found, you know, the 10th planet, Planet X. They actually talked about it, and then it was all hush hush. So there's all this conspiracy surrounding this, but yet we have Hale Bopp. You know, there was the Heaven's Gate or something like that cult. We know people get real hyped up about comets when they come around anyway. So, all right. So what do? We've got all this information on the table. Jesus told us to watch. I've got people saying, oh, I was burned about the Harold Camping thing. You know, he said, you know, he put billboards up all over the world, and there was all this hype, and said, you know, May 21st is Judgment Day. The Bible guarantees it. And that didn't happen. They had rapture parties all around the world, basically blaspheming and making fun of it, making fun of Harold Camping and all this. So, you know, a lot of people feel that, you know, they got burned really bad by that because they think, you know, well, nothing happened. So, but we have in the scriptures that say in the last days, you know, there'll come scoffers saying, where is the promise of his coming? Ever since our forefathers, everything's continued on. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you feel like your head's spinning. And if you go back to the beginning of True Stream Oasis and you look at the very first episode that I ever had laid on my heart, the launching True Stream Oasis podcast, all the way back at the beginning. You'll have to scroll back to the older podcasts on TrueStreamOasis.com or scroll all the way down on the Podomatic page to the very first podcast. You'll, you know, download that podcast and give it a listen. You'll see that I said the whirlwind's coming. I said, the whirlwind's coming. I've talked about it many times. I said, you're going to find yourself in a whirlwind where things are spinning and you don't know what's the truth. And I said, you need to anchor yourself into Jesus Christ. He is the rock. Drive that spike into the rock as deep as you can get it. I said, because truth is going to be trampled to the ground, and we're seeing that happening. We don't know who to believe. Now, in the midst of all this, I made a judgment call. I said, well, you know, because I felt like Terrell, you know, he speaks really fast. He's intelligent, and he just spits the information out, and some of it goes over people's heads. So, you know, I said, why don't I get him on the podcast and actually interview him and force him to slow down and ask him direct questions that I felt I would ask, if you know, the questions that I asked when I first came into contact with the information that Comet Elenin just wasn't like a regular comet. You know, I figured I'd do this, and I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. You know, I said, you know, we're just going to do a you know, a Skype conversation like I've done with Brother Cliff. You know, just dial up on Skype and we'll just talk and you know, I'll put it up as a podcast. And you know, but Terrell has taken the time because of the stuff surrounding this. Some people get scared to put his to put his podcast up. And he's done a few interviews, and he's like, you know, they didn't end up putting the interview up because they got scared because their site got hacked or something like that, and they didn't put it up. And he said, well, why don't we do this live, and you know, give people a chance to call in. But I think it was more to the fact that if you do it live, then he's got the listeners, they were going to stream it, and then he said, I'll promote it with a video. I had no idea all this was going to take place, and he asked me if we're going to talk about, you know, the Christian side of things, and I, you know, at that point, I didn't know a whole lot about Terrell's belief system, you know, and all that, so... You know, I said, well, we can, I said, but primarily this is going to be the science, you know, part of it. What you know, what you've seen, the research that you've done. And I said, that's, you know, mainly what I was interested in, you know. So that's how it went down. And then he made a promotional video and he said, this is a Christian podcast and we might get into some of the Christian part of it. Well, you know, I did some pretty... deep research on Terrell's Christian beliefs, and you know, if Terrell's listening, I'm not trying to bust on him, but he knows that I disagree with his conclusions. He's very, very intelligent, and you know, I just don't want to go into that. I just don't agree with his conclusions. I see some of his points, what he's trying to do, but it's just not biblical. It's just not in the texts that we've been given that are inspired scriptures. If it is, he's getting into some esoteric stuff that I've never seen, and I just don't trust it. So, you know, the whole point was not to have people to get on the podcast and say, oh, Terrell's the greatest. He's like the Dalai Lama of Christianity, and let's go search all his videos out and take him seriously, and you know, he's our new spiritual leader. But, you know, there's been little birdies going around saying that, you know, that he's, you know, he's a wacko, and that he's trying to, you know, use this Comet Elenin thing to become some type of, like, spiritual leader and all this. And it's just simply not true. I've spoken to him, I've heard him in Pal Talk. You know, he loves the Lord, regardless of what his views are. You know, he trusts in Jesus Christ for salvation. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not recommending listen to his views. And if we ever did speak, I would spar with him and use the scriptures to debate him because I just don't agree with his conclusions. And that's that. That's it. I've laid this down on audio. I've laid it down on the recording. I don't recommend anybody going to the church of Terrell. And Terrell is not a cult leader. That's not his main thing. He enjoys doing biblical commentary, and that's his thing. You know, but his main concern is getting the information out that he has researched with Dr. Byron Gray, I think his name is, otherwise known as Crew, in Pal Talk. And you know, these guys do have telescopes, and at certain times, when the circumstances were right, they were able to see this brown dwarf star. Now, there's accusations out there. Chris White was saying, you know, they have to come up with a brown dwarf because, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, you have to come up with a reason that they can't see it. You know, and a brown dwarf is the perfect thing there. And, you know, these alignments, you know, let's talk about the days that there were earthquakes when there weren't alignments. You could throw a dart at, you know, at the map and any date at the calendar, and any date comes up, there might be a, you know, an earthquake on either side of it. These alignments have nothing to do with it, you know, and that sounds just as plausible as what Terrell's saying. But, you know, the simple fact is that, you know, he's being accused of just outright lying. Like, he knows he's lying, and, well, we have to come up with something. We have to keep this lie going, and we have to make up this brown dwarf story. No, there, you can see videos on YouTube where you can see anomalies in the videos that NASA's putting out. You can see, you know, a video where this guy puts it out. It shows a SOHO video where there's this huge anomaly on it, and then the next day they airbrushed it out. What's going on? Why is there a section on Google Sky blacked out from the direction where this thing's coming? You know, why is the perihelion on 9/11? Why does it break the ecliptic on 9/11? There's so many anomalies surrounding this, it's not even funny. Okay, we've got Saturn tilting, you know, with the storms, and there's just all of this stuff surrounding it. Okay, something's odd about this. You know, NASA didn't come out debunking Hale Bopp, but they did with Comet Elenin, and there's all, you know, usually when there's a comet, they're like, oh, it's beautiful. They'll talk all about it, and they're like, you're going to see it in the night sky. It's going to be great for stargazers and astronomers and all this to view, and they'll just publicize it, and it's all great. You don't hear hardly anything on Comet Elenin. In fact, they downplay it. They're like, oh, it's just a little, you know, fuzzy light in the sky. When you see their what they do publicize about. So, what do? You know, Chris felt that I was promoting a false teacher. I told him I wasn't promoting a false teacher. But he's the guy that's going around the internet getting the information out. Might as well go to him. Should I have been removed from you know, the Revelations Radio Network for going right to the guy and asking him the questions and saying, you know, at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end, take this to the Lord in prayer, use discernment. I mean, the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. Why should we be afraid to interview the guy and hear what he has to say? You know, there are going to be events. The Bible says that There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, distress of nations, men's hearts failing them for fear, for those things that are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Okay? The Bible talks about in the Old Testament, I think it's in the book of Jeremiah, where it says the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard. It shall be turned clean upside down. And the inhabitants that survive will be very few. The survivors will be on the mountains moaning like doves over their sin. There are, you know, the language in the scripture talks about there's something very difficult coming to the earth, that God's judgment is coming. And, you know, we're going to go through some of these things. So people need to wake up. We can't protect people from the fact that, oh, your comfortable little, you know, world in Babylon is it's going to be okay. You're going to be raptured out. You're not going to have to face anything hard, you know. So I interviewed the guy. I gave the listeners a chance to listen. I did ask him about the day of the Lord, because I told him, I said, do you feel this is the day of the Lord? And I told him beforehand, I said, I'll ask you that. I said, but I don't want to get into any of the deep stuff. Well, he started going into the deep stuff, and I stopped him. I said, look, this is, you know, another chapter for another book, maybe another podcast, whatever. But, you know, I just wasn't going to allow it on TrueStream. So, and you can go back and listen to the audio. It's, you know, it testifies for itself. It's out there. So, you know, it's this whole thing with, you know, parting ways with the Revelations Radio Network. It's painful for me because I love those guys. I've been on the network for 3.5-4 years, and, you know, I know a lot of the hosts. We've done roundtables before on TalkShoe when Frank and Chris were doing, you know, the Frank and Chris show, and it was just great. Sometimes we'd get on late at night and just talk, you know. So it's painful for me to separate from them. You know, it's not about the network, it's about the relationship that I had, you know, with them. And you know, I won't get into the details of everything, but, you know, yeah, it was a disagreement, and I love those guys, and I love Chris, respect him, and respect his decision, but I wanted to come out in the opening and give you, you know, speak to it, the light of communication, let you know from the horse's mouth what my side of it was, what I felt, why I did the Comet Ellenin interview with Terrell. You know, I guess we could shut off. I guess we could. I guess the, you know, the boy who cried wolf, you know, they're like, oh, the rapture's going to happen in 2007. The fall of 2008, it's going to be, you know, everything's going to come crashing down. And you know, the BP oil spill is the third trumpet. It's going to poison a third of the fish in the sea. I mean, I usually come out against stuff, guys. I'm usually the one that comes out and tells people to calm down. But, you know, I wasn't touting this as the third trumpet. I wasn't really coming out with this based on so much biblical prophecy. It's just something that people are saying they can see with their eyes. It's science, and I wanted to warn the listeners and give them a chance to at least hear it. You know, I mean, there have been other radio hosts saying, you know, I got something from the Lord, I fasted in the beginning of the year, and by the end of the year, you know, if you are not, you know, grounded in Christ, you're not going to make it. And then, you know, stuff didn't happen. And, you know, if this doesn't go down, I'll get back on the mic and I'll say, look, you know, I was wrong. You know, I'm not saying 100% it's going down. I'm not pulling a Harold Camping and saying the Bible guarantees it, or Amos Ridley guarantees it, or Terrell guarantees it. You can listen to Terrell in Pow Talk. I was listening to today. He said, look, we hope this isn't going to happen, but I feel the duty to warn you. And he's like, I'm, you know, talking to you from the Ozarks. He's like, I'm in a safer location. And he's like, I believe it so much that, you know, I've, you know, come out here myself, and they're organizing things. You know, the Lord, you know, told Joseph and Mary to flee to Egypt. You know, God told Noah to prepare an ark for him and his family. And he could have just said, well, you know, God will take care of me. You know, God sometimes wants to prepare his people to go through some things. He protects us within it, and you know, faith moves into action. And so I felt led of the Lord. I prayed about this, and I just felt the Lord was telling me to put it out there. So whatever he does with it providentially in people's lives, whether it's just getting people to wake up and be serious that something's going down, maybe it'll get people out of their comatose, spiritually comatose state, and start thinking, you know, what if the Lord is coming back sooner? What, you know, God can use things any way he wants. He is the Lord Almighty. He spoke to a prophet through a donkey. Okay, he can do whatever he wants. You know, the way he saved me, he, you know, I was thinking one thing in my mind, which was totally ludicrous, but God knew exactly where I was in my sin, and he used it to save me. He's the shepherd. Excuse me. He knows exactly where each and every one of you are, and maybe it'll take somebody preparing for this Comet Ellenin, you know, and you'll get some preparations together, and maybe the economic crash is coming. Who knows? I'm not sitting here saying that this is 100% true, and I'm not promoting Terrell's, you know, religious philosophy. That wasn't what this was about. I just want to put my heart out there to you guys. I just want you to see my heart. That's all. And you know what? I'm sinful. I could be wrong at times. You know? I'm saved by the blood, just like each and every one of you are. But I have a brain, and I've got to use it. And I prayed. And God doesn't give, you know, when you ask for bread, he doesn't give you a stone. If you ask for a fish, he doesn't give you a snake. And I know that God's going to work all things together for good to those that love him, to those that are called according to his purpose. But regardless of Comet Ellenin, regardless of whether Amos Ridley and TrueStream are on the Revelations Radio Network, people need to wake up. We need to be in the scriptures. We need to be praying. We need to hear the voice of the Lord during this time. That's one thing that I feel very, very, very solid about coming from the Lord, is he's like, my people need to tune in. They need to hear my voice during this time. It's very, very important that if the Lord is speaking to your heart to do something, you need to listen. And if you can't hear his voice, if you can't distinguish your own thoughts from the voice of Satan, from the voice of the Lord, that still small voice, it's going to be a lot more difficult. I'm not going to make any judgment calls, but it's going to be a lot more difficult. And God will move you, and he is sovereign. I understand that. But there's a whole physical working out of our relationship with him. And one of those things is we do want to be able to hear our shepherd's voice. If he tells us to move somewhere, we need to move. Whether it's just because of danger, because he's trying to, you know, get us to move somewhere in a different direction to do something, because he has some work for us. You know, maybe this isn't the end. Maybe there's going to be some outpouring of his spirit that's going to wake a lot of people up. We got a lot of witnessing to do, because the scriptures say that when you know, the Lord's judgments come, the people of the world learn righteousness. Maybe something's going to happen that'll give us a chance. It'll wake people out of their doldrums like they did with 9/11. You know, for a little while anyway, they started running to the churches. I remember, people knew that I had mentioned some Christian things. I got saved after 9/11, but even people were coming to my house. What's going on? You know, what's going on in the world? You said you went to Christian school. Is this the end of the world? You know, it's going to give us an opportunity to witness to people. And so, you know, what do we do? Do we stay in our house and not do any preparations? My heart is saying, prepare. You have to go into your prayer closet, get on your knees, and you have your own relationship with the Lord. Maybe some of you aren't being moved to prepare. Maybe you're not going to be in an area where there's going to be danger. Maybe another person is. Nobody, regardless of the science, nobody knows how this is going to go down. And you know, NASA is the one that has all of the huge telescopes. And, you know, if something like this is going to go down, people aren't going to give up their place in the bunkers. NASA won't tell us the truth, so there's a lot of confusion regarding this. And, you know, I've heard certain people say, you know, don't scare everybody. Well, I'm not trying to scare you, but things are going to go down. We're going to have to wake up, and we're going to have to face things that we don't want to face. We have to really admit to ourselves that we've been very comfortable. We can just go to a store and pick up food, you know, the fuel for our vehicles right down there, you know. You got to think about things. You know, if we just have one solar flare, just one big solar flare, it's going to knock at the power grid. And then what's going to happen? They're not going to be able to cool the nuclear facilities, you know. The cores are going to melt down. Then they're going to blow up like Fukushima, and there's going to be radiation, you know. And then people aren't going to have electricity. The transport of goods and services aren't going to be there. You're not going to be able to keep your food cold. You're not going to, if you have kids, you're not going to be able to go to the grocery store to get, you know, disposable diapers. What are you going to do? You know, these are all the things. This is what's called tribulation. You know, difficult things. And these may be the things that are used to purify God's church. I don't know. I don't know the mind of the Lord to know enough exactly how it's all going to play out. You know, we filed away lots of scenarios so that when it happens, even false scenarios, so that if deception comes, we'll recognize it. Be like, I remember, yeah, you know, so-and-so was saying he was getting, you know, something from the Lord about this. This may go down. We're all here together. But the main thing is we want to be faithful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to be faithful to him throughout. The Bible says those that know their God will do great exploits. It also has things in Daniel that says some of the people will have to fall and stumble before they're purified. You know, it talks about when the power of the holy people has finally been shattered, the end will come. That power is the Holy Spirit. It has something to do with the two witnesses lying dead in the street. There's a connection there. I just know it. You know, the Bible says, woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? It is a day of darkness, of thick clouds without a ray of light. His coming is like a refiner's fire. Who can stand? Of course, we all look forward to his glorious appearing, but there are dark days coming, and we don't know the exact day of the Lord's return. There's controversy. Some people think, the rapture's at the seventh trump, which is at the end. Some people think, according to the Philadelphia church, that he said, "I'll keep you from the hour of temptation," that's testing that's coming upon the whole world to test those that dwell upon the earth. And then he says to Philadelphia, he said, "I put before you an open door that no one can shut." And he told him he was going to protect him. And then in Revelation 4:1, he says, "I saw a door standing open in heaven. I heard the voice like a trumpet," which kind of sounds like the rapture. There's all these theories out there. But we don't know exactly. Everybody can be dogmatic all they want, but we don't know exactly how this is all going to go down. You see? One thing we do know, though, is that we need to be faithful to Christ through it all. And, keep the faith. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Blessed is he that makes it to the end of the 1,335 days. And we can make it, because we will stand, because he is able to make us stand. In the end, we're going to find that it was his power that brought us through all this, and we're going to glorify him and say, "We trusted in the Lord, and he saved us." It's awesome. Once we get past all this, we're going to be in the kingdom. It's going to be awesome. But we're here now. And to kind of bring this podcast to a close, I made a judgment call. I went straight to the horse's mouth, Terrell, to get the information. I wanted to hear what he had to say. I wanted to ask the questions. I wasn't putting it forth as a trusted religious leader. That was never the intent. We asked the questions. You can go back and listen to the podcast. So, Chris, like I said, TrueStream is no longer part of the Revelations Radio Network. Chris White and I had a disagreement. He felt I was promoting a false teacher. He felt that, that Comet Elenin is just a conspiracy. He can do that, and I love Chris, and I love all the other hosts, on the network. There's no hard feelings. I just kind of wish it would have been handled different, but we press on, we don't live in a perfect world, I just want to let you guys know that, I love you guys out there. Many of you guys emailed me and asked me what to do, if this is going down. First thing I'm going to tell you is to get on your knees and pray and ask the Lord. He will guide you. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. If you honestly feel that the Lord is not telling you to prepare, then don't prepare. If you feel he is telling you to prepare, then prepare. Each one has to stand with his master on their own, to his and her own master. They will stand or fall, and he is able to make them stand. He's Jesus Christ. He's our Lord and Savior. So I don't know if that kind of came out right, but you know what my heart is on that. You have to walk your own relationship out, work your own salvation out with fear and trembling, with the Lord. It's your relationship with him. As for me and my house, I'm making some preparations. We may just take a vacation, get away from the coast. We're so close to the coast that even if something gets perturbed where, there's an earthquake off, the coast of Australia, like there was with Japan, because there's earthquakes going on all around. And I just feel like I'm being moved to prepare. And I think there may be something to this. I don't know. But I wanted you guys to hear the interview. Needless to say, the Revelations Radio Network will go on serving the Lord, and TrueStream Oasis will go on serving the Lord. We're just not going to be walking side by side. It's just TrueStream TrueStream's just not going to be on their website. So, I just wanted you guys to know what the deal was and what my heart was. because the interview was an interview, and I, you know, it was mostly me trying to ask clear questions and then let Terrell answer. And I really didn't get a chance to weigh in with my heart on the issue. So that's why I was taking the time to do this. So I won't bluster on and on with any more of my ramble-thon on this. I just want to let you guys know that I love you and I pray for you. I pray that God will always keep you sheltered under the shadow of his mighty wings. And he is able to do it. I want you guys to rest. I don't want you guys to panic or fear. I want you to rest in the fact that you are in his hands. That doesn't mean you may not have to go through anything difficult. You know, people say, what should I do? If I prepare and then nothing's there, you know, nothing happens. What if I don't prepare and something happens? You can get all in a tizzy. I'm just asking you to take one day at a time, get up, and if you feel moved to make preparations, then do that. And in doing that, trust that, like the scripture says, that, you know, a man may choose his path, but his footsteps have been ordered by the Lord. Just trust that what you're being moved to do is what God is moving you to do. Be obedient, and then just have faith that regardless of what it's all for or whatever, that God is working out all things together for good to those that love him. And let's, if one Christian is moved to not prepare and another one is, let's not bite and devour one another over this. It's not going to edify the body. It's not going to do anything. Just walk your walk before the Lord and, you know, listen for his voice. I mean, if you're really concerned about this, spend some time in prayer. I mean, genuinely, from your heart, say, Father, please, I need you. I need to know about this. Please, Lord. I'm a stupid man or a stupid woman, and I'll doubt. You know, please give me something clear. You know me. You know how to communicate with me. Please let me know. Okay? And, you know, just take it to him in prayer and listen. That's the best advice I could have. But I'm going to reel this podcast in for now. I pray for you guys. I pray, as I said, that you'll be sheltered in the shadow of his mighty wings. God says, you know, pray that you can escape all these things and you'll be able to stand before the Son of Man. And he does say that many people will be sheltered in that day. So we'll pray to that end. My name is Amos Ridley. You can contact me at epiphos@hotmail.com. That's E-P-I-P-H-O-S, E-P-I-P-H-O-S. That's epiphos@hotmail.com. That is the main email address I check for the True Stream podcast, as you guys know. If you want to get to True Stream Oasis on the internet, you go to www.truthstreamoasis.com. That's TRUTHSTREMOASIS.com. We have forums there that you guys can get in there and discuss. We have activity streams. It's, you know, Brother Cliff has done an outstanding job on TrueStreamOasis.com. They've got activity streams, sort of like Facebook. He's creating, you know, social activity there. We just need more people to take part in the website. And, you know, so go to the website, take a look at it. You can subscribe to the podcast there. You can subscribe to you know, any of the posts. You make a post on the forum, you can hit the thing and subscribe. You get an email, let you know when somebody responds to it. It's really, really nice website for you guys to take part in. And you can really fellowship with one another there. You can also find True Stream Oasis at Podomatic at truthstream.podomatic.com. That's got its own little type of community there as well. Albeit there's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on at Podomatic as well. So, but it's all there. You can, you know, you can take part in TrueStream by doing that. So if you guys have any questions, you know, if you want to contact me about this, like I said, email me at epiphos@hotmail.com. If you guys have anything you know, you want to talk to Chris White or the Revelations Radio Network, you can contact Chris White at nowheretorun1984@gmail.com. That's nowheretorun1984@gmail.com. So just want to let you guys know that I love you. I'll go ahead and reel this cast in. Just remember that God is on his holy throne. When you get into fear, read Psalm 2. I love that psalm. It's just absolutely wonderful. God is on his holy throne, okay? So we'll reel this in. One thing I want you to know and I want you to think about and know from my heart is that if I don't see you on this side, I pray and I hope that I will see you on the other side.
This ain't no man's an island, but I can't you disagree. I guess they've never seen my island and wherein lies its sea. I'm lost inside my if I could paint a picture for you, this is what you'd see. I'm down on my knees, begging you to rescue me. Please stop me, don't let me run. Surround me, surround me. Begging you to rescue me.